What set Artie Shaw apart from other swing clarinetists was that he had a terrific clarinet tone, technique, and style. Not as jazzy or as hot as Goodman, but Shaw had great musical balance and a rich, fully developed tone. The difference between Goodman and Shaw, as Artie Shaw perceived it, was that Goodman primarily played clarinet, while Shaw was focused on playing music. Reflecting on it, he said,
"Benny Goodman and I worked together quite a while in radio. He was a weird guy. I talked to his brother, Freddie, who ran my band one time, and I said, 'What was Benny like growing up?' He said, 'Stupid.' I said, 'Oh, come on, he couldn't have been totally stupid. Look what he did with a horn.' Because he was a superb technician. And Fred said, 'That's what he did. He did nothing else.' It's like he's not exactly an idiot savant, but something like that. It's what he knew. There was nothing else." Benny Goodman once said to me, "This thing will never let you down," which was a strange thing to say about a piece of wood with some keys on it. I didn't think of it as holding you up, but that's what he saw in the clarinet. And I think it was his life. He focused on that, and he did it extremely well. But his problem was he had a limited vocabulary in music. Altered chords were something beyond his perception. If you listen to his playing, it's superb, but it's limited.
Other factors setting Artie Shaw's orchestra apart from other large swing bands were a lively swing and spirit. Listen especially to how the sax section has a distinctive fullness and coherence. Contrast that bit of Goodman's Moonglow with Artie Shaw's version.